The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny on this Friday. Lovely to have you with us and I hope you're looking forward to the weekend. Irish mortgage approvals have reached record high levels in the last 12 months. The number of mortgage approvals also exceeded 43,000 for the first time, showing more people are getting mortgages than before and the demand is there. So what are the do's and don'ts when it comes to getting there? Martina Hennessy is Managing Director of mortgage broker Doddle is with us now. Morning, Martina.
Morning, Jonathan.
I suppose we have to address the elephant in the room. First of all, a lot of people are getting mortgages, but there's not a house to buy with the money.
Yeah, I think that's the obvious issue. So the fundamentals for mortgage lending are really favourable at the moment. We have more people getting mortgage approval. There's clear demand there. We have high levels of employment, lower interest rates and more choice in the market because of new market entrants. But the real sticking point is with all this easier access to mortgage finance, the knock-on effect and it's aggravating further the problem of low supply. So it's resulting in obviously property price inflation. We're also seeing in these latest figures from the BPFI that mortgage applicants are actually borrowing more, an average 20,000 more in the last 12 months due to issues with supply, given the huge demand that is currently there.
So how do you go, for people who aren't doing this, what is mortgage application look like at the moment? What percentage do you have to bring to the table before you get it?
For all mortgage applicants, to purchase a home, you have to have a 10% deposit. Now, for first-time buyers, they can rely on some of the first-time buyer schemes for new-built homes, such as the Help to Buy or First Home Scheme, which are designed to kind of enable home buying, even though this obviously the issue with supply of new homes is critical right now. But those go towards your deposit or help to bridge the gap between what you are eligible for as a mortgage and the purchase price. But 10% is your deposit amount that you have to have when you're taking out a mortgage.
Okay, 10% is the minimum, but a lot of people, I would imagine, are bringing a lot more to the table, aren't they?
It depends. First-time buyers tend to struggle, depending where they're buying. If they're buying in urban areas, it can be difficult while renting to pull together that 10% deposit, particularly if you're buying a second-hand home where those first-time buyer schemes aren't there. So first-time buyers, a help-to-buy scheme is only for new-built homes. So given the issues with supply of new-built homes and the fact that the majority of mortgage holders or homeowners in Ireland are buying second-hand homes, it can be difficult to pull together that 10% deposit. Certainly in the second-time buyer market, we've seen double-digit property price inflation over the last number of years. Up to February, it's 8.5% per CSO property price inflation. So a lot of people have equity built up in their homes. But then obviously, if they're going to trade up and buy again, you know, the next move is higher. So 10% would be the norm for our first time buyers. And we're also seeing quite a lot of gifts where parents are trying to support children to be able to get onto the property ladder again in urban areas. About 37% of our clients had parental gifts in quarter one of this year. So it just shows the affordability gap when we're looking at the property prices at the moment in urban areas, again, in particular, versus mortgage affordability or how much you need to actually buy a home in Ireland right now.
Yeah, of course, the other thing, and speaking to people working in your sector, that the heartbreak for people who get mortgage approval is, so you get a mortgage approval for 300,000 and that's great. And then you find your ideal home, it's 295,000. Happy, you go in, you say, that's for me. And then all of a sudden the price goes up to 320,000 and they have to come back and get further approval. How often is that happening?
I'd say nearly in every situation, Jonathan. Prices are going above asking, and that again comes back to demand. So for our clients who would be looking at properties at that price point of 300,000, you know, if they're on advertised on myhome.ie, etc., as 300,000, they're most likely going to go into a bidding war and go for higher, except in the situation where you have new built properties which sell at the list price, except for the show house. But new built properties are the ones that you can gauge exactly how much it's going to be. Whereas if you're in a bidding process, the huge demand and pent up demand that's there from home buyers means that most properties are going for above asking right now. So that's a huge challenge and huge frustration for many mortgage approved clients who are finding they're outbid constantly on properties and that asking prices really aren't realistic. And, you know, looking at what properties actually sell for is disheartening for sure.
The other side of it, of course, is there's a limited number of people who will actually lend you the money. I mean, the pillar banks, 2.5 pillar banks that we have are the obvious choices. But are there new entrants to the market that are shaking it up, or are you just getting the same thing from all of them?
Yeah, no, it's the last 12 months have been really positive because we've had two new entrants to the mortgage market. We have Nua Money and MoCo. They're two new lenders to Ireland. And also we've seen increased mortgage lending by the credit unions. So there are now 11 mortgage lenders in the Irish mortgage market. And we're not a massive market in terms of transactions. So, you know, we need competition. We need market discipline. We need new entrants. We need to bring innovative products, broadening choice and criteria. And some of the new entrants that have come to the market are certainly catering for segments that the incumbents have maybe less of an appetite for. So that could be seen to be why there's more people that are in that mortgage approval pool, because there are more lenders who are lending to a broader base of mortgage customer. So that's certainly helping. But obviously, if it's easier to access mortgage finance, then the knock-on effect again is that you have more people searching for fewer properties.
And again, in the back of my head, I go back to when I went for a mortgage, I was like, go to the bank, but you'll be dealing with you the rest of your life. You can't go wrong. Is there a little bit of a hesitation to go to some of those new lenders because of a reasonably legitimate fear that they mightn't be here in 10 years' time and they might sell the mortgage book to someone you don't like?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at where the mortgage market has been, there's, you know, broker share of the mortgage market has increased. And those new lenders that have come to the market tend to distribute via the broker channel. So if you're looking for market-based advice, brokers can give that. In 2019, the broker market share was about 27%. Now it's up to over 44%, just showing that people are looking beyond their own bank. They're looking for choice. They're acknowledging that the market is very different in terms of rate. Like if I look at the lowest rate in the market, it's 2.98%. The highest is 6.15%. So that massive variance can really impact the amount you can borrow. So I think, you know, the new lenders to the market are always going to be a positive thing. We have to challenge the incumbents. We have to try and bring some discipline into the market in terms of both switching, but the new purchase market to encourage rates to continue to decrease. I know in the past, where banks have exited the market, and particularly Ulster Bank and KBC, you know, there has been a negative connotation and, you know, people wonder whether they're better stick to the norm. But my clear call out would be you really need to, in the current market, look at all options that are there. Lenders lend in a different way. They have different rates. And it is really important that you do your research or get market-based advice to know what's out there. It's really important right now.
What's the most common mistake that you see people making when they're going for mortgage approval and they are ultimately disappointed because of something? The most obvious one that comes to mind would be something on the bank account that the mortgage lender didn't like the look of, whether it is an account or a bookmaker's or something else.
Yeah, I would say, and that comes back to making sure you do your research. If you go to Bank A on one corner, they're going to tell you what their criteria is. They're going to tell you how much they will lend you and what rates they have. But they're not going to tell you that Bank B on the other corner will lend you more and have a better rate for you. So I think, you know, because we're borrowing more, we're borrowing 20,000 more than we were 12 months ago. That all has to be repaid. So it's really important to do your homework, do your research. Don't just go to one lender. And if you have a mortgage currently and you're rolling off a fixed rate, don't just accept the first rate that's offered. So, you know, all lenders are open. We can see from the mortgage approval figures, the mortgage market's open. Lenders are lending. Be confident in your position and just do your research, because what one lender might have an appetite for might be something that another doesn't. So it's just that research piece, because again, in the current market, you need to arm yourself as well as possible to be able to purchase a home. People come to me for a mortgage, but really they want to buy a home. So the mortgage is nearly the necessary evil. So it's making sure you have your best position in place, be it the mortgage amount you can borrow, the interest rate that you're paying, and that you're in a really good position to go out to the market and to actively look to, you know, be aggressive in trying to purchase a property, which you need to be right now.
One listener says, houses have always gone for above asking. It's always been difficult to buy. Nothing new here. We're just hearing a lot more of it these days because of social media and the democratization of everyone's opinion. It was always the same. Is that fair? A fair assessment, you think, Martina?
I think it's hugely, hugely challenging. Now, home ownership is always challenging. It's most people's desire to buy a home. And it's, you know, it's such an emotional piece, as well as obviously being just such a large financial commitment. It's always been difficult to buy a home, but certainly, you know, you'd want to have been asleep for the last 2 years to realize that, you know, there's not enough properties in the market. There's not enough homes being built. We're not hitting targets. So it's extremely difficult for somebody who would have mortgage approval and is looking to buy a home. It's hugely disheartening. Like, we have had double-digit property price inflation up to this year. So that, combined with pent-up demand, really is frustrating for people. And I think that frustration is valid. And I think, you know, we need to build more homes. That's the underlying problem, is that there's not enough homes being built in this country. It's a huge challenge. It's a massive problem. And it needs to be remedied. And I do agree that home ownership has always been challenging. But right now, if you speak to clients that I would have, it's, you know, it's a huge frustration. It's not easy out there. And, you know, it's something that takes people longer to do. So, you know, rents are higher. That's a frustration. And it could take 6, 12, 18 months to be in a position to buy a home. Even if you're house hunting in earnest and really looking at properties and bidding, it can take that kind of a timeline.
And wait till you try and close it. That takes another 6 months. Final question to Martina. I'm thinking of the person now in their 30s who has got their mortgage approved. They'll be celebrating it this evening with a glass of water because they can't afford anything else. How long does that approval last for?
With some lenders, most lenders at 6 months, some lenders have extended that to 12 months. But once you have your approval, you really know that the fundamentals of, you know, being able to borrow are in place. And, you know, guidance would be that you continue to do your savings or pay your rent and make that all really obvious and clear. So once you have your approval, it's valid for 6 months. Some lenders extend it to 12, but and then you have to go through the reapproval process to get your approval back in place. But you can be fairly confident that if you have your approval in the first place, you've, you know, our credit check is clear, your employment has been checked off, your income, you're doing the right things. There's certain rules and pillars for mortgage lending about, you know, income, affordability and deposit. And once you continue to meet those three elements, then there should be no issue, even if your approval expires and you have to go to get reapproved.
OK, enjoy your glass of water. You've earned it, young person. Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Donald, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's an awful situation.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.